I'm Lori.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And welcome to Southern Charm Magic, where we talk about the magic and the mishaps of planning your next Walt Disney World vacation.
And hopefully bring a little magic to wherever you are in the world.
We'll give you our honest opinions about what we think.
But always with just a little bit of Southern Charm. To y'all who come to this happy podcast, welcome and welcome back. Lori, it's been a minute.
I know it. We cannot keep up with the schedule.
We cannot. And the funny thing is, like, I tell people this, we really do see each other a lot.
Like, I know.
We see each other and just don't bring the microphones.
One day we're always busy doing something crazy.
So first of all, I want to say in this podcast, we talk about the magic and the mishaps. And one of the mishaps we had for me, I had a Disney trip planned in May, a week-long solo Disney trip. I was going to go to Disney World pretty much by myself. And then my appendix said, you know what? Nope. You're not actually going to Disney World this week. So I was laying in the hospital bed, just as a true story. And Lori texts my mom and she's like, well, we're going in June. So Jeffrey can just come with us then. And Lori's going to learn what other people have learned. You can't invite me to Disney World because I will say yes. I'm going to be like, okay.
Right.
So I rebooked an entire trip. And so me and Lori are going to Disney World at some point soon. And we're going to have a lot of stories to share with y'all.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on there. So hopefully we get to go.
Yeah, because we're doing. Oh, because I'm going to be a new annual pass holder this time.
Lori finally got an annual pass.
Yes, and Avery too. So Avery became one today.
Well, congratulations to Avery. That's awesome. So it's going to be, I'm telling you what, it's, what do they say about money burning a hole in your pocket? Like an annual pass, you're going to be so tempted to be like, you know what? I'm having an off day. Let me hop a plane to Disney.
Yeah.
It's so tempting. So I absolutely love that. One of the fun things that me and Lori did, and I think we need to post these pictures, for the listeners out there. Well, that's a problem, but we got to meet.
I'm scared what you're going to say. I don't know.
Well, it can be so much, but I don't know what the Disney connection is. I need to look, but we got to meet country legend Randy Travis.
Randy.
And Lori and I both got to meet him at he came to our hometown, literally
right
a mile
across from Jeffrey's mama's house.
Yeah, literally a mile away from where we both live, like halfway in between our homes. And so it's like, we have to go. Even though, Lori had not initially planned to go, but we went around and we are going. We got to meet Randy Travis.
Yes.
And so it was an amazing experience. He was very nice. And
very
so,
nice.
I don't know his Disney connection, though. I forget if there is
one. I don't know.
But he is, but yeah, so we enjoyed doing
that. He probably
that.
Would like to drink around the world.
I bet he would. We're going to have to, I think I could sing. You know what? One of his hit songs that we got to hear that night was Digging Up Bones.
Yeah.
At Animal Kingdom, they have the experience where the kids can dig up bones in the dinosaur graveyard. So there it is. There's our Disney connection. We did it. So we have an amazing interview to share with y'all. Soon. And really excited about it. And we're going to be talking about what to do without a park ticket. And it is a solid interview with one of my friends, Amanda Bonner from Me and the Magic. So you do have to check that out. But first, we've got a few bits of news to cover and some major news. Let's get some of the news covered real quick. First of all, as a Star Wars fan, Star Tours is getting new destinations in 2023. I do not know why Star Tours is still open when Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is right next door.
I've never seen the old tour.
Oh my goodness. Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious.
It.
Oh, it's fine. And so what's happened at Fort Wilderness Campground?
Yeah, the DVC has taken over the cabins at Fort Wilderness Campground in 2024. That's crazy to me.
I hope it'll be nice. Those cabins are really popular. The cabins that you can rent, not the campgrounds, but the cabins at the campground.
Is just anybody going to be able to go?
Oh, that's a good point. It says the Disney Vacation Club.
They're huge for people.
Well, you don't have to be a Disney Vacation Club member to stay in DVC properties. So I would imagine that they'll just change the price points accordingly.
It's got to be the lowest point taken. It's literally considered a moderate resort.
Yeah. So I'm interested to see what happens with that.
I might buy those points.
Well, very good news at Hollywood Studios. One of my favorite character meet and greets is coming
Yeah,
back.
my, that's one of my favorite.
You saw who's coming back, Lori?
Yeah. Edna and Frozone and Mr. and Mrs. Incredible and Sully from Monsters, Inc. That I love all of them. I love the entire.
Those are
I've seen,
fun meet
hey,
and
I've seen
greets.
all those movies.
Have you? Look at you. Lori is not the biggest movie person, y'all. So, so we're going to work on that. But there's a lot of news offered about, about tickets. We have a lot of ticket news that were out there. So what are some of those, Lori, as a, as
no
an authorized
more park
education planner?
Reservations for date-based tickets starting in January, but there's also some tickets you can purchase right now that doesn't have park reservation requirements.
So can you explain that to people real quick about what that means?
So since the pandemic, we've been having to make park reservations. So you have to pick your park ahead of time, which is kind of hard for last minute trips. So in January, they're going to take that. You don't have to do that. You just, like the old school days, you could just wake up and decide you want to go to Magic Kingdom and you can go and you don't have to worry about them not having a park reservation, because a lot of people have had problems with that. People say they didn't know that it was going on. And they'd get there and they spend all this money and they couldn't get into a park. So it's going away.
And people are hopefully excited about that. I am, because, you know, back in the day, you could just walk into any park you wanted.
Yes.
And those were the days.
Yes.
And I'm hoping that that comes back. And so annual pass holders also got some good news, right? As an annual pass holder, you can speak to that now.
Yes. They're going to have some good to go days without park reservations. But they haven't taken the park reservation system completely away for annual pass holders yet.
And you know I'm a big fan of staying on at Disney property.
Yes.
And why is that now staying a good thing?
Early park admission for all Disney Resort guests for all four parks every single day.
That's
and,
awesome.
And
that's
deluxe
huge.
Resort. Yeah, deluxe resorts will have evening extra magic hours, which they used to do this for all Disney resorts back before the pandemic. I'm hoping that that's going to eventually come back for all the resorts.
I hope so too. As someone who normally stays at,
yeah,
value
yeah,
resorts,
value, yeah,
I would love to have those extra magic hours too. So Disney, we hope you're listening to us as we make that pitch. And what about Genie Plus changes?
So they're going to let you make ride reservations in advance. That's coming soon, where you will be able to pick your selections instead of doing it at 6 a.m. or 7 a.m., whatever time in the morning, if you're staying on property, 10 a.m. or when park opens, if you're not. So you're going to be able to do it in advance, which I would think they're probably only going to let resort guests do that. I think that's going to be probably a perk of staying at resorts, wouldn't you think?
Oh, that's a good guess. I have not thought about that yet, but I bet that would be a neat
kind of
guess.
How you used to be able to make your fast pass and selections if you were staying. You got to do it 60 days, I think.
Right. And so that used to be the rule with Fast Pass Plus. You could pick up to three spots, three fast passes per day. And so you'd walk into the park knowing you'd have those three fast passes for sure. And I kind of like that to an extent. I just like the flexibility to make more as needed because you could only make three. You know, you were capped and then you couldn't use more until you use your first three. So we'll see how this works with Genie Plus. I can't imagine it would be too different.
Yeah.
So I will let you tell us what's coming to the Japan Pavilion in Epcot, Lori.
You want me to say that?
Go for it.
I looked at this today and I said, he better not make me say this one. There's a new restaurant that we're going to be replacing the Tokyo Dine-In in Japan this summer. Already? Really?
That's what it says.
Shikai Se. No, I don't know. I don't speak Japanese.
I do not speak Japanese.
I'm
either,
not saying that. So you're doing it.
But it appears to be Shikisai Sushi Izakaya.
See, I knew you were going to see it. But
so
I was
basically,
scared I was going to say that way wrong. So I made it up.
To quote Disney from it, it says here, you'll be able to experience the essence of Japan's seasonal festivals, where each month brings a new celebration to your table. From hanging tanzaku to celebrate Tanabata in July to savoring moon viewing dumplings in September, a cultural representative from Japan will guide you through each unique festival experience one bite at a time. So the bottom line is that a guide will be there to help you.
I think we needed a guide to read that to us.
Yeah. So, I absolutely love Japanese food and so in the sushi, and I've read about it and I'm excited about it. So we're just going to have to.
You should have tried to say it first.
So we're going to just hang on to that. Big news in Epcot.
Yes. Our favorite.
Big news in Epcot.
This is Harmonious. Our favorite news of the day.
Is it? This is your favorite news of the day?
So
the Harmonious
glad.
Barges are gone?
Yes.
Well, I loved Harmonious. I absolutely loved it.
My client did too. She was so mad at me last week.
That's a lot.
Why'd you love it?
I loved Harmonious. I've talked about how much I loved it and the music and
the barges.
Oh, I don't like the barges. I'm glad the barges are gone. Yes. I wish it would have been kind of like Illuminations, yes, where they brought it, yes, in all overnight.
Yes.
And you enjoy the clear sight line during the day. So there was that. And then something that came up recently, we learned this today about flowers and gifts,
yeah,
as closing in Disney. Did you ever use that service, Lori?
I have.
Mm-hmm.
A couple times to buy some things for people. And I've received some things.
Yeah, so previously you could go through Disney, called Disney Floral and Gifts, right?
Yeah.
And that's what it was called, Disney Floral and Gifts. And you could send gifts and and flowers to other people's hotel rooms.
I got like a cooler. Somebody sent me like a cooler with candy and stuff in it.
And it's closing.
And you got to use a third party, which is it shocks me big time that Disney's doing that.
We don't know why.
Yeah.
We do not know why that is happening. Yeah.
Maybe to be a little cheaper.
I mean, you would think.
But I doubt it.
I don't see what it is. So the two big things we want to talk about today, there's two major things that happened. And I guess I'll take the first one, because this made national news. This was national news all over the place. And that is the Star Wars Star Cruiser is closing. The Star Wars Hotel. So, Lori, I'm sure you're devastated.
So sad. I'm so sad that I never booked one.
Yeah. So you never booked it for any of your clients?
No.
So I want to say this.
National news, Jeffrey.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Why?
It was all over, because it's huge. It's huge. It's a huge deal. So I want to take my little soapbox moment, because this is our podcast. I want to take my soapbox moment. I am not sad that it is closing. I'll put it that way. I don't want to celebrate defeat, but I'm not sad that it's closing. So how the Star Wars Star Cruiser worked, it was basically like a land-based cruise. And it was a 3-day, 2-night experience where they put you in an immersive hotel right outside of Star Wars Land at Hollywood Studios. And you had this interactive experience over 2 days, or 3 days, 2 nights. And the big deal was the price. Mm-hmm. That basically for a party of two, for a 2-night experience, was about $5,000. Give or take, $5,000. That put it really out of the price range of a lot of people. And that's the bottom line, is that they outpriced a lot of people who, like me, are big Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
But $5,000 for 2 nights, there's no way I could justify that.
Right.
That's a lot of Disney trips.
Right.
You know, like whole trips. And to do it for 2 nights for that, you know, just a 2-night experience, however immersive it may have been, it just really, I mean, it outpriced all of the fans. And my guess with that is that all the people who could afford it went already, right, and they no longer had the demand to justify it staying open. That is my guess. I don't know that. I don't have any inside knowledge. But it is closing. A lot of people guess that the space will be used to maybe be open to more people and not do like the, not limit it to 2 nights and not do all the immersive experiences. It's just going to be a boutique hotel. But the problem is with that, Lori, is, as you've pointed out before on here, it doesn't have a swimming pool.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a pool. It doesn't have a lot of it. It doesn't have a spa that I know of. It doesn't have a lot of, or, you know, tennis court or anything that you would expect at a mainline hotel. So it'd have to be a boutique hotel experience. And Disney has not announced what's going to happen. They said it's going
to
close.
How close is it to the Hollywood Studios? Like,
you haven't seen it?
Mm-mm.
You haven't seen it? I think you can walk. They did take a, there was a vehicle that would take you to the Star Wars Land. You can see it from the road. If you're on the road behind Star Wars Land, you can see it from there. And it's real, real close. Like, you absolutely could walk. And so I know where the door is for, in Star Wars Land, because there's a direct line from the hotel.
Yeah, I've never
to
seen. I need to look.
So it's out there, and so I'm not sad to see it go. I think Disney. I hope Disney learned a lesson about outpricing some of its fans.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, everyone who went seemed to love it. Everyone online who went loved the experience. It had nothing but positive reviews, raves for the cast members who made it happen. So it was really well done, but it seemed like there was a big divide online about what it was. And there's that. So it is closing. It is gone, I believe, at the end of September. And that's all for that for now. So let's end the news with a happier note, because a lot of people are excited about this. I don't know if it made national news, but it certainly made every news blog.
I bet this made national news.
Well, this is something that a lot of people have asked me, and I know even more have asked you.
Yeah, I had three text messages since we've been on this podcast.
Oh, wow. Well, tell the people what's coming back.
The dining plan.
It's back.
It's back, and it's got a few little changes.
Well,
the number one change that I kind of gathered, you can turn your snack into an alcoholic drink.
What?
Yes.
This is the first time hearing of that.
So they changed it a few years ago where you could get an alcoholic, if you're 21 or over, you can get an alcoholic drink with your meal. Instead of like a Coke, you can get an alcoholic drink. Well, now you can turn your snack into an alcoholic drink. That's huge to me.
Wow.
Yeah, because I don't snack. I mean, I will snack, but I mean, I eat so much food in the restaurants that I don't snack tons. So changing it out for, yes.
So there are two plans now.
Yeah. Well, they're,
right?
There were three plans at one point.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell people what the plans are and how it works.
It's just the quick service where you get two quick service meals a day, one snack and one resort refillable mug. And then the Disney dining plan, it's what it's called now. It's one quick service, one sit down dinner, the snack, and the resort refillable mug.
So how that works is you pay a set price per person per night, correct? And
yeah,
then how you use that is up to you. So if you want to use three table services in one day,
yes,
you can, but then you would need to use three.
And a couple restaurants do require two, they take two table service meals for one meal, like Cinderella's Royal Table. I think the Princess Dinner in Norway,
Acre House,
and Houston Music Review.
So those you would have to use two. So
yeah.
I have mixed feelings on the dining plan. I do
I
not normally do it. I don't know if it always makes sense to me to do it that way.
Right.
But for many, many people,
yes,
they love it because the budget is set.
You have your budget.
You
pay for it up front.
you pay for it up front. And you do have to keep track of things. That's one reason I don't like it. You have to think, okay, well, this is table or this is two credit or whatever.
I always write it down before I go.
Do you? Because you do have to think of that. But if you have all your reservations lined up, you're ready to go. And I will say the only thing I know about the dining plan for sure is I know that at the end of a trip, so many people are at their favorite snack place loading up on snacks.
Yeah.
Because for whatever reason, people don't use their snacks, which is...
Yeah, because you eat so much food in the restaurant. Right.
That's the thing. So what all comes in each meal for like a table service meal? Do you know what comes? Is it...
I think it's just the entree and dessert now.
You know if it comes with a side, or I guess it depends if the entree comes with a side.
Your entree normally does. It's plenty enough food. They used to have deluxe Disney dining, and I think... People kind of, I got that a couple times just because it priced out better. When me and my kids would just go, you would get three table services a day, and it would come with an appetizer, an entree, and dessert. And when I tell you, that was like entirely too much food, like unreal. But we were able to do a lot of places that took two sit downs, you know, and you could use the table service as a quick service if you wanted to. So they did do away with that one completely because there were a lot of complaints that it was way too much food. So,
I just don't see why anyone would complain about too much food. That's just not a valid complaint.
It really was.
No, it's a lot of food. And so my argument or problem with it is, I guess from a financial perspective, does it make financial sense? And it depends on how much you eat. You know, if you go to the table service meal and you want the chicken nuggets and fries, I don't know who would ever do such a thing.
One alcoholic beverage with every meal, like, you know, because those things are pricey too. So,
it's something you have to figure out. But so many people, if they don't mind the money, and look, we can debate the dollars and cents. Some people can benefit from it. Some people may not.
And it's your needs.
But I will say, regardless of my opinion, it is immensely popular. And people just love being able to go through that without having to think about it.
Tons and tons of people wouldn't come back to Disney until it was back.
Yeah. No, I think
my agency had their biggest sales day ever the day, May 31st, whenever the 2024 sale, they had their biggest day ever. And so, I'm in a diamond agency, which is one of the top in all of Disney sales. And they had their top sales day that day.
So it starts again in January 2024.
January 9th. January 9th. Holiday.
Yeah, have to get through the holiday. So once that is back, we are, you know, so.
No more parking reservations that day and no more. And then Disney Plane will be back.
So contact Lori if you have any questions about that or need help booking your trip. Because trust me, it sounds like everyone is doing it. Everyone's booking. Everyone's doing. And it's going to be a good time to go with all that. So with that said, I think that's all our news. So let's figure out what you can do at Walt Disney World without a park ticket.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all, welcome back. I am so excited that my friend Amanda Bonner with Me and the Magic is finally joining us. Welcome, Amanda.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, both of you. Really appreciate it.
Oh, it's so good to see you. So I've known Amanda for years. I think Amanda, I found you through, I think, Lou Mangiello's podcast, WDW Radio. You did a segment about going to Disney solo. So Amanda inspired me to take my first ever solo trip to Walt Disney World. Awesome. Yeah, in June 2021. So and then I found her podcast, which is amazing. And her podcast had another name. It's now Me and the Magic. Amanda, you want to tell us about your podcast and what you talk about on there?
Yeah, well, I was going to Walt Disney World with friends, and then I wanted to go again, and everybody said, well, I can't afford it, or I've got family, work, you know. So I thought, okay, well, what if I go solo? And there just weren't that many resources out there. So I thought, well, what if I start something? So I started Disney Travel for All, and it was supposed to be for both solo and adults going. And I love kids, don't get me wrong. I got twin goddaughters. But, you know, I wanted to give that resource. And then as it's progressed, like everything, and with the pandemic and people pivoting, I decided to branch out beyond Disney and go back more to just serving the solo travelers. But I think a lot of even the tips for solo travelers apply to all travelers, you know, living in Orlando area, really just north of Magic Kingdom. So I still have a lot of Disney that I cover, but other areas too.
Awesome. And so, I became a solo traveler to Disney by accident because of Jeffrey.
You want to tell her that story?
Yeah, we went right after the pandemic, everything opened back. And on our way there, we started watching the hurricane, and it was either going to go to Florida. They didn't know. Then it started going more towards home. So they all got scared and hurried and left. And I was like, nope, I'm staying. I'm staying here. I don't care if the hurricane comes here. I'm staying. I wasn't going to drive through it. So I stayed by myself and I loved it. It was awesome.
Wow. Good for you.
Yep.
It is. And so I highly recommend it. And I've talked a lot about it. Please go listen to all of Amanda's episodes of Me and the Magic. But the best episode by far, and I've said this on her podcast, the best episode ever is episode 56, which is Best Tips for Going Solo to Walt Disney World, where I was the special guest on her podcast, which is amazing. Please go check out all her stuff. And Amanda has become a real friend over the years. And so I've got to meet Amanda. So Amanda is a real life person. I've really met her. She's not one of those fake internet people that you just meet online. We had a great evening together at, we went to eat at the Beach Club at, Cape May Cafe for dinner. Yeah. And then I forced her against her will to go watch Harmonious. May rest in peace.
Hang on.
And so Amanda is real, and her advice is fantastic because she lives by the magic now, and she has several episodes on that that she lives. And I'm very jealous of her. I try not to hate Amanda, and she knows I send her messages that say I hate her because she can see the Disney fireworks. from her home, right?
Almost. I could see them like in my neighbor's windows, or if I walk one block, I have a really good view.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
I get so jealous of that. So Amanda, we have a question we ask all our guests. I normally ask it first, but I wanted to let people know who you were. Your favorite character and your favorite attraction.
Mickey. I mean, I'm
really,
you know, Mickey Mouse.
Oh, that's classic.
If I can have the Muppets, it's going to be Kermit too. I guess I'm the classic, you know. And then favorite attraction. Oh my goodness. Oh, I'm not going to go with sentimental. I'm going to go with the overall just theming and the ride factor too. And that's going to be the Tower of Terror.
Ooh, I can't do it. Someone has to go
really?
With me. Someone has to go with me on Tower of Terror. I just get too scared, but I actually love, I mean, I know you've been to Disneyland a few times now. Scared. I do get too scared. It's scary on the, it's the Tower of Terror, not the Tower of Joy, but in Disneyland, it is, in Disneyland, it's Mission Breakout, Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. But I have so much more fun on that for some reason, because it's not a Tower of Terror. It's the Tower of Guardians and fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Lori and I are more Carousel of Progress type people. We're a little more slow moving.
I appreciate those too. Yeah.
And so our topic today is what to do in Disney without a park ticket. I know Lori is an authorized Disney travel planner, and I'm just here for fun. But a question I get all the time, we always hear from people, okay, we're flying in today, but we don't have park tickets. Yes. You know, a lot of people just don't want to pay for a park ticket when they're not going to be in Disney all day because their flight comes in at noon or two or three or whatever. And it's common. Almost everyone I talk to, really, and I'm sure Lori's heard this question a lot too. So what can I do as soon as I get to Disney, or vice versa, when I'm ready? I have an evening flight and I need to do something in the morning. Mm-hmm. So that's our question. As someone who lives by the magic, we wanted to ask you, what do you recommend? What are your top things to do?
I feel like the place I go the most, even more than the parks, is Disney Springs.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It's like my home outdoor mall area where I can go by myself, or I can meet up with friends, and we sometimes will have a dining reservation, sometimes just wing it. I'm going actually tomorrow night to see The Little Mermaid for the second time to the movie theater there. And you know, it's just great for walking around. They have outdoor entertainment that's free, or you can go to the Cirque du Soleil Drawn to Life show, which I've seen twice. It's terrific. They have Splitsville if you want some bowling. They've got the Amphicars by the boathouse if you want to. I don't know exactly how much those cost, but they always look fun.
They look a lot of fun, but they're a lot.
Okay.
But I mean, people budget for it. So
yeah.
I mean, it's a great idea. Yeah.
And I just love the shopping there. I like that they're the brand stores mixed in with the Disney stores. I love going in, like Disney Style has different stuff, and Ever After, you know, with the purses and jewelry and all that, but it's so Disney-fied. And of course, World at Disney is always a little bit of a madhouse, but it has just about everything you could want there. And yeah, that's one of my big happy places, Disney Springs.
So real quick, I think you have an episode about this with Mr. Mongello, but spoiler alert, or maybe a hint or preview, your top three favorite places to eat in Disney Springs, because there are so many.
Well, my actual top favorite restaurant in all of Walt Disney World is at Disney Springs, and that's Chef Art Smith's Homecoming.
Really?
Not eating there.
Favorite on property? Okay. I did that for the first time a couple of years ago, and it is. What do you get there? Because I know they're famous for the biscuits, right? I mean, the biscuits are the big thing.
The fried chicken, the biscuits, but I love their brunch too. And they actually are under the Everglaze, same umbrella as Everglaze. So they have some Everglaze donuts, and they do their own little donuts with chicken. I mean, there's just all kinds of goodness there. They have a short rib hash that's incredible.
Let me look for this.
So that, that's a Southern type of food.
Yeah,
there.
And brunch.
So,
sold.
Yeah. And so, and Laura, you haven't been yet. So I went with my family on a December trip a couple of years ago, and it was it was a bad time for the family, I will say that, because we had to walk from where the bus dropped us off, and it was not the usual place. It was from where the non-Disney buses drop you off. I think we had Ubered there, and
they
just
had
like a
some people in your party that didn't have a good time walking.
Yes, it was not a good experience for everyone involved. So I need to go back and have it, because the food was good, but it's like the Southern atmosphere. So you know, our podcast is Southern Charm Magic, and you know, I think our Southern listeners or anyone who likes Southern food is really going to enjoy that.
The proper name is Chef Art Smith's Homecoming Florida Kitchen, and he's a Florida boy, and he's known, actually he used to be Oprah chef and would cook her favorite Southern foods, and
I did not know that.
And then he also now has some healthy foods too. So he lost a bunch of weight over the pandemic, so he put some healthier items on the menu.
I gained a bunch of weight during the pandemic. I'm trying to lose it now, so maybe the healthy options will be good.
So I'm one of those, I'm a creature of habit, and I only really go to two places, now three in Disney Springs. The first one is Raglan Road. Raglan Road. Yeah. It's so fun. Mm-hmm. The food is good. The atmosphere and entertainment is unmatched.
The beer is good.
The beer is good. Per Lori. I'll trust Lori on that. I mean, you can't hear yourself thinking there, but it's a lot of fun. And then obviously, the Boathouse is another fun one I've grown to love. Great food with a great variety on the menu. And then unfortunately, for my own diet, I discovered Amorette's Patisserie. And that is just home of so many amazing desserts and unique desserts. Like the Haunted Mansion cupcake, which I just couldn't get over.
Oh my gosh.
So do you have a couple other backups, other to-go places in there?
I love Polite Pig. If you don't have a dining reservation, it's fantastic barbecue and all the sides. And again, there's Southern flavor there, you know.
I always smell it, and it's always busy when I go shopping there. Yeah.
But the line, it can seem long, but it moves pretty quickly. It's really good. I love Haleo, and I don't think as many people go there. That's Chef Jose Andres, who has the World Central Kitchen organization that goes and helps people wherever there's disasters. And he's from Spain. And so there's a lot of the tapas, and they also have sangria, and it's incredible food.
I love that. I've never been to
Haleo. It's Jaleo, and it's on the west side.
I've never eaten that Polite Pig or Haleo. The thing about Spanish food, apparently you have to share plates, and I'm just not really? Into it. You don't know that?
Share with who?
Amanda, you want to take this one?
Who do you share
with? Well, the small plates you could share. You don't have to. What we did is I went with a friend once, and we got the Haleo experience. So it was like 12 different portions of different things. And you could do the wine pairing too, but I'm like, I have to drive home.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. So some of the things they would bring, like one big plate that we would both get off of, and the other things we had our own individual plates.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Because I know
that's one thing about living by Disney. I wouldn't be able to do that because I would have to get an Uber every single time to go to Disney.
Well, Moonshine at Homecoming, you will have to
get an
Uber. Oh my, they have moonshine there?
Yes.
Oh, that's
wow.
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
And with refillable squeeze bottles.
Mm-hmm. Get out. Look at Amanda, this is what we need. This is the knowledge we need. I think we're gonna have to come back and do a deep dive on Disney Springs, because there is there's a lot of knowledge here.
I didn't know about that.
This is all news to me, and Disney Springs, we're just scratching the surface, because Disney Springs has so many places to eat and so many shopping experiences and unique experiences.
Yes.
So I want to talk about just some other stuff to give people variety, because I find at times Disney Springs may be overwhelming for people. I know it's overwhelming for me. I mean, I grew up when it was downtown Disney, in the good old days.
Pleasure Island, boo.
Pleasure Island. I mean, I was too young to go to Pleasure Island, but...
Oh, stop.
I mean, I was. Well, I was. I remember I was too young to go as a kid, and then they got rid of it. But Disney really put a ton of money into that over the past decade and really transformed that area. So aside from that, if we leave Disney Springs, what else would you recommend people doing without a park ticket?
Well, I guess the next thing I would do is go enjoy the resorts. Mm-hmm. I love going to the resorts, whether it's for drinks or a meal or different activities. Some resorts offer different activities, and you don't have to be staying there to do it. You just have to find out about some of it in advance. For example, Coronado Springs has where you can create a mosaic tile piece. And it's not that expensive. I think it's like $25, and you have to know, you know, the day and all of that. So you can go on different websites and find out that information. Or if you just go to the resorts and walk around, they'll have signs that indicate some of that. And then a resort like Fort Wilderness, I could spend the whole day there. You know, they've got the Tri-Circle D Ranch.
Yeah.
And exploring that and seeing what all they have historically related to Walt and the horses.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, it's great. They have some of the horses there that they use in the parades. My goddaughters did pony rides.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was great. Adult friends did horseback rides.
Oh.
Yeah.
I only ever do the Hootsie Doo musical review there.
Yeah, I
love
actually
that.
I need to do it. I haven't done it.
Oh,
I know.
What?
I know.
Amanda.
It is a must do. When my whole family goes, it's a must do. My husband and I did it by ourselves in December, but it's a lot more fun with like your whole family. But yeah. It's fun we had a lot of fun too, but it's my kid's favorite. Like, oh, we love it. You need to do it.
I totally need to do it. Yeah.
I think so. Amanda has a group and she's been starting to meet monthly with people in her, do you call it Meetup of the Month? The Me and the Magic. Is it Meetup of
the
Month?
We typically meet somewhere and walk around. So I've been calling it Walk the World.
Walk the
and
World.
And we pick a different place every month. But now I think we're wanting to do some more like meetups, you know, dinners and things like this. Going to Hoop to Do together would be a lot of fun.
I saw the poll. I saw that as an option in the poll.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you hadn't done it. So now I'm just like taken aback. Yeah. Like, oh my goodness, Amanda. So I need to do it. All right. Put that on the list. And so hopefully on a date when I'm there, because I'd love to do it.
I know. We need to see if it's available when we go, because my sister won't do it.
Oh, really?
Well, she doesn't want to pay for it. I mean, you know, she's got Parker. Nah.
So Parker is
let me know. Let me know.
Okay. My 2-year-old niece. It would be too hard with her.
Yeah.
It's gonna be too expensive already. We're gonna be spending all of our money.
See that. Yeah.
In the gift shops with the 2-year-old. Yep.
Yeah. Right.
We already have it planned how she's gonna want. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we have an entire episode about the best hotel table service meals. That's episode 16 for Southern Charm Magic. And we talked in detail about some of our favorite meals and stuff. Do you have some like favorite places to eat at the hotels?
Oh, too many.
I just want to say, like, I think I've made this point several times before, but I think so many people go to Disney and only eat in the parks.
Yeah.
Or they eat at their own hotel, wherever that may be. But please, please, if you listen to us, these restaurants are worth checking out.
The whole resort is worth checking out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially during the holidays.
Yeah.
You can't beat that. So Amanda, do you have any places you'd recommend? Like places?
Yes. So going back to Coronado Springs, Toledo, which is in the Grand Destino Tower, it actually was just recommended for Michelin rating.
Oh, wow.
I saw that.
Big news. So it's always had great food there. And then the Dahlia Lounge next door has really cool photos of Walt Disney and his relationship with Salvador Dali. And the whole tower is gorgeous by itself.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's phenomenal. I'm moving if I'm staying Beach Club. And then at the end of my trip, I'm moving to the tower.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited because we stayed in Coronado in December and I didn't go to the restaurant. I'm mad now that I didn't go because after I saw it on TikTok, but we didn't stay in the tower part, but the smell smells so good in there and it's, I love it.
Yeah. And the Three Bridges too is great. That's out on the water.
Yeah. We didn't eat anywhere there.
Yeah. So that to me, this is the moderate resort with the best food options by far.
Oh, I'm glad that you said that. That's people really do need to listen to that.
Yeah. And then I love Animal Kingdom Lodge. I mean, just the African art in it alone. And then you can go see the animals.
Yeah.
And the three table service restaurants to me cannot be beat. Sanaa, Boma, and Jiko are just all excellent. And I believe on Wednesday afternoons, they still have a free tour of Jiko that you get a little sample.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I need to check that out.
Yeah.
I'll be there on a Wednesday. Ooh.
Yes.
Let me know.
I like that. And that's a really is a great environment and atmosphere. If you've never done that, then take the time to go, especially on a beautiful day or maybe at sunset. Yeah. I think the animals are tend to be more active in sunrise and sunset, and go check that out, because that's just a super, probably one of the most well-done Disney resorts around. Oh,
yeah, it's incredible. I also love Topolino's Terrace at Disney. Oh,
me, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Far and away, one of the best atmospheres. Okay. Yeah. If you had to pick, Amanda, this is something that I fight a lot of Disney fans over, or would fight. All right. California Grill or Topolino Terrace?
Oh, Topolino.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. All right. We can stay friends, because so many people lean to go to California Grill and they love it, and you can see the castle. But as far as food and atmosphere, I'm going with Topolino's.
Yeah.
I've been to California Grill many times that the windows have been all foggy from the humidity. And it has a great view when you can go outside and see the fireworks. But Topolino's, my God, the sunsets I've seen from there are just absolutely gorgeous. And I think the food is superior.
The service is top notch there too.
Yeah.
Like, I've never had a bad experience ever. And I've had the same waiter at night both times I ate at night. And I've had the same waiter for breakfast four times.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And I asked him, I'm like, oh, y'all must really love it here. And they really do. But the waiter at night, he was going back to the flying
fish.
Yep.
Yeah.
He loved it there and he wanted to go back.
That's good too. I went after they reopened about 6 months ago, maybe. And I need to go back there because I love seafood and it was very good too. I mean, it's pricey.
Yeah.
But I do like Topolino overall a little bit better. But flying fish is another great option.
Yeah.
I've never eaten there.
Neither.
And so speaking of resorts, so we talked about Animal Kingdom Lodge and Fort Wilderness, which are absolutely some of the best atmospheres to experience. I've really, especially more as an adult, fallen in love with the Boardwalk area, the whole Crescent Lake area. And so I understand that performers are back. I know they were kind of gone during and right after the pandemic, but I think the performers are there in the evening. Can you confirm that, Amanda?
Yes, I've seen performers, and I also see people loving those. I forget what kind of bikes they're called, but the four-seater with the covers.
Surrey bike or whatever.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Those are very popular around
They're very hard.
Yep. But I love Crescent Lake. That's probably my favorite area, actually, because there's so much you could go to and see around there. And now with the Skyliner at one end of it, you could probably get to about 8 resorts easily.
I love that. So that brings me to something else I was going to suggest to our readers of things to do without a park ticket. It's two separate things, but kind of related. And that's a Skyliner crawl and a monorail crawl.
Yeah.
And I think both of those things. Have you done both of those, Amanda?
No, but they were on my list. So
they're on your.
I want to do the monorail crawl this next time I go, for sure. So Enchanted Rose is my favorite place on all of property.
It's gorgeous.
So break it down. What would be on the Skyliner itinerary? Do you have it broken down as to like where you would go at each stop?
Oh gosh. So Art of Animation, I love the drop off pool bar, just because as adults, the first time I came back was 2012 when that resort had just opened, and my friends and I had so much fun at the drop off pool bar with the bartender. And then I went like a couple years later and the same bartender was there and remembered us.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
It's just a great atmosphere.
It's magical
sunset when that resort is gorgeous. I love the theming, and when the lights are coming on and you have a great sunset, sitting out there is awesome. So I really like that. Pop, you're a little limited. You're going to maybe get something fun at the food court. Yeah. You know, that's okay. And then Caribbean Beach, you get a few choices because they've got a few lounges. I like the outdoor area that's kind of like a bar and restaurant by the pool, by the main pool there. Yeah. And I also like Sebastian's Grill, but if you're doing a crawl, that might not be the best.
Yeah. And then Topolino has the bar, right? So where you go at the Riviera Resort, would you do?
Probably go to the bar at Topolino. Yeah.
Do they let you sit? Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. I thought
they didn't used to serve full menu, but now they do, which is great. Okay. Yeah. And if not there, I go to Bar Riva downstairs. Yeah. Yeah.
I've been to both of those. I do like both of those.
Yeah.
And then, so Skyliner has those hotels. So it's Pop, Art, Caribbean Beach and Riviera, right? So those are the four.
But then you can get off at Epcot and go to the beach, the boardwalk area for the bars.
Yeah, just go around Crescent Lake and do more.
So there's a lot mm-hmm. you could do without a park ticket, just on the Skyliner alone.
Right.
But yeah. switching to the monorail. So that's the classic that's been around there. So what three are you hitting for the monorail?
I'm going to go to Tambu Lounge and get a Lapu Lapu, which is the fancy drink in the pineapple.
Yeah, I had that before.
And certainly Enchanted Rose.
Yes.
And then Contemporary, I'd probably go to the Wave Lounge side of the, or it used to be the Wave, sorry, Steakhouse 71.
Oh, yeah.
That's on my plan. So that's on my list of things to try, Steakhouse 71. So I'm really looking forward to that. So the monorail crawl. So again, just to reiterate for everyone, both the Skyliner and the monorail, you get on with no tickets. And the point I wanted to make about the monorail crawl, you can take from the Magic Kingdom line, go to the Ticket Transportation Center, transfer over to the Epcot monorail. And the funny thing is you really go through the center of the park in Epcot. And it's just always wild to me every time that happens when you're like, wait a minute, I don't even have a park ticket and I'm literally in Epcot. Yeah. You know, you're seeing everything. Mm-hmm. You're seeing really all of Epcot without a park ticket. So it's a fun, fun way, I think, especially for newcomers or kids or something to like see into the park and see what it is they're going to see later on their trip or something like that.
I love that. And I had actually any Disney transportation. If you want to do buses, if you want to do any of the boats. On Bay Lake or Seven Seas Lagoon or
good idea.
Port Orleans resorts, Old Key West to Disney Springs, you know. And my twin goddaughters, they love the Skyliner. They could ride that all day.
Oh, I do not love it. It's scary to me. I do it because it's really efficient, but it's scary.
Some people hate it. Some,
I had a client that I booked at Art of Animation. They wanted it. They were dead set on it because the Little Mermaid room for their daughters. And she had a panic. Like, she lost her mind over the Skyliner. And she said, never again. I've booked plenty of trips since then for them. She said, I do not want a Skyliner resort. I do not want to get on that thing. Mm. Like, freaked out. And I mean, I get it. It's scary. And that wind.
I love it, but a lot of times if you're at a Skyliner resort, it's the only way to get from the hotel to the parks. They will not have a bus.
Do you know how many people are afraid of heights? Like, how, I don't know why they don't give the option, because people are afraid of heights.
Yeah.
It's surprising. It's surprising they don't do that, but it is a real issue.
Because my client was like freaking out, and they were like, no, ma'am, that's the only way. Wow. I should get Uber, you know.
Something to consider for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
But it could be fun too, for like, kids love it. Like you said, like my daughter loves it. My son doesn't like it either.
Interesting.
And I love those boat rides. There are so many. I mean, I think you just named them. I think you named them all. That was impressive.
Yeah, Crescent Lake is another one. Yeah. Between Disney Hollywood Studios and the back Epcot entrance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, are those technically friendship boats? So do you have a favorite boat ride in the world?
Oh, good question. I mean, there's nothing like if you're on the ferry or the smaller boats between like the Grand Floridian and Polynesian going to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Oh, those are fun.
I like the one that goes to Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah.
Because you go over the water bridge.
Yeah.
I know people, I don't think I've ever done this, at least not as an adult, but a lot of people like the boat ride from Port Orleans to Disney Springs.
Mm-hmm.
That's I think it's a long one, but those are
at least 10 minutes. Yeah.
So surprisingly close. So they have those boats as well. And that's another thing. This is all completely free. And I think I want to reaffirm. So not only do you not need a ticket, all of Disney transportation that Amanda just listed is free. Yeah. And I love that, because it's just, it's another reason to stay at a Disney resort. I'm pro staying at a Disney resort. And it's for that reason. Not that you have to be a Disney resort guest to take advantage of this, but if you're staying at a Disney resort, you can get to all these places for free. Yeah.
I think a great first night would be to come in, get settled in your room, and then somehow get to one of the Magic Kingdom resorts. And it could be Wilderness Lodge too. And then have a nice meal and then watch the fireworks from there.
Yeah.
Because they all play the music. And of course, there are different vantage points, right? So if you're standing outside of Geyser Point, you can see them, but not as well as if you're on the Polynesian beach.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's nothing like getting a Dole Whip and on the Polynesian right. beach and watching the fireworks.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Lori and I have done that before. Mm-hmm. We absolutely love it because I'm a big Ohana person. So that's my ideal first night is getting.
But when we went, they didn't have fireworks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Remember, it was the pandemic and they wouldn't have fireworks because they didn't want people to gather.
So we just sat on the beach and
we looked at this. We were watching the castle.
We were. And so Amanda, you just said something. You said somehow get from your hotel room to a Magic Kingdom resort. Tell people the best way they can do that. So especially if you're at a Disney resort, what would be the best way to get from any resort to a resort? Because I know that's complicated for a lot of people.
Well, you could take a car service direct, or you could take whatever Disney transportation is offered. So if you were, say, at Port Orleans French Quarter, I would take the bus to Magic Kingdom and then take the boat or monorail to one of the Magic Kingdom resorts. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's complete. So all that is completely free. Like your whole voyage is free. You just have to rely on if you want to rely on Disney to do that. Disney transportation will get you there.
Contemporary. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you get to Magic, that's the bottom line, is get to Magic Kingdom and let them move you from there. So I love that. And that sounds like an ideal first evening.
And the electrical water pageant.
I love that. I know Lori's a big fan of the electrical water pageant. That's and that they updated it recently, right? What did they update it to?
They did have the 50th intro. I don't know if they took it away or not. I haven't seen it recently.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
One would hope that and the Harmonious Barge just rest in peace. We have to do that. So Amanda, what else you got on the list?
I actually, and I approach this too as not just your first day of arrival or day of departure, but if you're here, especially for a week, you might want a non-park day. So I love a good non-park day. So there's some good spas in the area.
Ooh,
the Mandara Spa at the Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphins, very nice.
Oh yeah, I saw a review on that. It looked awesome.
Yeah. There's some area spas, of course, outside of the Walt Disney World bubble. Grand Floridian has Senses Spa. The Saratoga Springs also has a Senses Spa, but last I heard they had not reopened it, which is a shame because it was bigger than Grand Floridian and so nice.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of the deluxe resorts have different spas, but just check like availability because some of them are smaller and don't have as many services offered.
Have you been to the Four Seasons or anything in there?
No, but I have a friend who has and she loves it.
Yeah, I want to go there. So I want to stay there so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks so awesome. That lazy river.
Yes, it certainly does. Mm. On my wish list.
Me too, but man, it's expensive.
Maybe after I pay for the move.
Yeah. <I do that. laughs> It's so expensive.
It is no joke. It's over $1,000 a night usually.
I know.
So, yeah.
Yikes.
I guess the New Orleans Four Seasons is the only thing I'm going to get, Jeffrey.
That's it. We know the New Orleans Four Seasons. And Amanda's been to New Orleans. So
yes, I love New Orleans. I sailed actually the Disney Wonder, its first sailing out of New Orleans in February 2020.
Yeah, that's awesome. Right before the shutdown it went. Yes.
Yep.
I was so jealous. I missed the cruise meetup. She was with a group and I missed it. And so next time I got to try to get on that.
For sure.
So Amanda, I know one thing that's coming on your list and you haven't even said the word yet. I know it's coming. So I give it, I'm going to see if you can tell what I'm talking about.
Is it about singing?
No, it should be on your list. Cause I think you've talked about this before.
I was going to say, depending on where you're staying and much of a rule breaker you are.
Well, you're talking to Lori. You don't know Lori so well, but rule following, I'm just going to say may not be her. Let me just say, it may not be the first thing you use to describe Lori, but that's a just joking for anybody listening for legal purposes. But
I love a good pool day. I absolutely love enjoying the pools. I'm all for swimming. And
we have 2 days planned.
Oh, yeah.
We're staying at the beach club.
Oh, well, that's my favorite one on property.
Yeah, I've not been in it yet.
Oh,
I'm very excited.
Yes, Stormalong Bay is my favorite by far. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's awesome. But when I went, I stayed at Beach Club once ever. It was in March 2020, right before the shutdown.
Oh,
and
it's cold.
It was too cold for me. It was like 60 degrees.
Yeah,
so that's no for me. So I feel like the people from the north, like the New Yorkers, were all just like laid out in bathing suits. They were ready to go. Yeah. Like, this was hot for them, and me, I'm freezing. I'm wearing jackets. Like, just two completely different reactions there. But the area is so, it looks so fun. There's always people there enjoying it, and it looks like a good one.
Yeah, and the moderate resorts, except for Port Orleans French Quarter, it just has the one. But some people don't like the larger moderate resorts, but I like them because of you have multiple pools to choose mm-hmm. from, for one. And some of the, you know, more deluxe resorts you do too, that are maybe more like Disney Vacation Club, like Old Key West has multiple pools. But sometimes I will go to a pool and I have it all to myself. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, there's one thing on my list that I want to ask you about, and I don't remember anyone ever talking about it. And that is, I've only done it once. I only done it once as a child at Disney, but I think it still exists. And that is Hutt Putt. Have you ever? Oh, yeah. So you've done it? Have you?
I have not, but it's on the list.
It's on the list? Okay. I am just, I was wondering if that was going to be, because like,
who does it? I wonder. How does it stay open? Because I've never met anyone that's done it.
You know, I have had friends that have done it, and I don't know, you might know this actually, they used to sell discounted tickets for it with some vacation packages.
So they still have them. I have them all in my, in my Disney experience. And it, I think when you book a resort, you get a free round of miniature golf, and I get it every time. And I never use it. We always say we're gonna, but then we end up doing, we're so excited, we're doing way too many other things to get it done.
Yeah, they've got the Fantasia Gardens, which is right by the new Swan Reserve, newer. And they have Winter Summerland, which is by Blizzard Beach. And I have a friend that takes her family and does, you can do the winter side or the summer side. And they do the winter side, and they get the cutest photos for their Christmas cards every year.
Oh, I wonder so if fun. You could walk to one of the one by the Swan from where I'm staying. At the beach
from
club.
Yes, you could.
Okay, that's why I've never been, because once I get there and I park my car, I don't like to leave. I like to take the transportation. Okay, I might be. I mean, because we're going to be there so long. That's a good idea.
Yeah, you could walk by past the yacht club around to the Swan and Dolphin, and then you have to cross Epcot Resorts Boulevard to Swan Reserve, and it's right there.
Oh, huh.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's a good idea.
It's the Christmas card idea is fascinating. Yeah. I love that. And it seems like a lot of people like it. It seems like a good family activity, and you just have to be a putt-putt type of person, I think.
I think
that's the bottom line.
I might get
there.
Banned from Disney if I tried to go there and do it, I think.
Well,
I'll get too mad at it.
If you miss, the fact that you're going to have a golf club in your hand. Have you ever been to Top Golf, Amanda?
Yes.
Okay, Lori and I did Top Golf, and I am no longer allowed to go to Top Golf with her.
But you didn't win every time.
I did not win every time, but after I won the first round, I was subsequently banned. She banned me from it. So
now there is regular golf too. There are four different golf courses,
and I think they say that's some of the best in the whole United States. Their golf courses.
Okay, mm-hmm. I think you could rent clubs, so you don't have to like. Bring them
that's good.
On the plane or anything like that, but that there's always people golfing because I drive by them a lot.
So our viewers can't see this, but y'all can see it since we're on video right now, but I have my hat, my go-to Disney hat is Jiminy Cricket Golfing, which our friends at Shop Mini Mart got for me from the golf pro shop, which is the gift shop. Have you ever been to that pro shop, Amanda?
No, I need to go.
It has a lot of unique merchandise. I actually sent them there because I saw it somehow online. Someone had posted that it had a lot of unique merchandise. Huh. And then so I sent some friends of ours over there, and they have so many unique items, mainly of like Disney characters golfing. And they have, you know, a lot of great presents for golfers, you know, like towels and tees and golf balls, like a lot of unique merchandise. But this is just a hat, which I happen to love because it's Jiminy Cricket's my favorite character.
Yeah.
But the golf thing there is, you know, the golf courses look beautiful. I have not golfed on them. I did have a short history of golf. Didn't last long, but they look beautiful. So if you stay at Old Key West, you know, you see a lot of golf courses and just around Disney property. I think there's one outside of like Grand Floridian and Polynesian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't name all of them.
I knew. I didn't know they had any more.
Yeah, there's a few. Is it
where
Osprey
are the other
Ridge?
Ones at?
Do you know, there's two actually where you just said by Polynesian and then a little further more towards Ticket Transportation Center, the Palm and the Magnolia are over there. And then Lake Buena Vista is the one that's by Old Key West and Saratoga Springs. And in fact, we did one of our Walk the World meetups, Disney Springs over to Saratoga Springs. We were trying to get back to Disney Springs and all of a sudden we were on the golf course. I'm like, I don't think we're supposed to be on here.
Okay. I know what you're talking about. You can see it from the boat and you go. Yeah.
And I'm not sure about the fourth.
Yeah.
I want to say it's in that area. It's like kind of across the like down the street from Saratoga. Like,
oh, that makes sense.
Kind of behind the other, by the private hotels over there. That's the area I'm talking about.
Okay.
Kind of across from the Treehouse Villas.
Like Bonnet Creek area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's over there. And so, but it's, and I recommend this to a lot of people. So a lot of people who may not be excited about going to Disney, people were like, you know, that's just for the kids or whatever.
Right.
I say, you know what? Bring your clubs and you go golf, you know, go mm-hmm. golf, go occupy yourself. Because I do fundamentally believe that Disney has something for everyone.
Right.
That Disney has something for all types of vacationers. Like you said, spas, horseback riding, golfing. I mean, so, so much. Oh, I just remembered another one. Another one. Eating and drinking, which is what you'll find us doing most of the time. But there's so much to do there. So Amanda, what after golf, what else is on your list?
You reminded me too of renting boats and mm-hmm. fishing.
Oh mm-hmm. yeah, I forgot mm-hmm. about that too.
And so, do they still rent them? I remember I did this once as an older adult. The mouse boats in front of Magic Kingdom and Seven Seas Lagoon. Have you seen those lately?
I have not seen them lately. I know the Polynesian used to rent those out. I'm mm-hmm. not sure if they still are.
It was a little terrifying to me, actually, because I was in like this. You realize how small the boats are. They're called mouse boats. I mean, they just fit like, you know, one, maybe two people. Mm-hmm. And then you're out in the middle of Seven Seas Lagoon and you see the ferry coming towards you. Oh. And you realize that you are in a very little boat and they are in a very big boat.
Yeah.
And you're like, I have to get out of the way. And so it was not as relaxing as you would think.
Right.
I mean, great photo op to be on your own boat in Seven Seas Lagoon with the castle behind you, but
yeah,
can't really recommend being in the smaller boat, but no. I understand they have pontoon rentals. I've seen plenty of people online rent a pontoon for the day and they can bring your own food and snacks. Have you ever done that?
No, I would love to do that. I would love to do one of the fireworks cruises.
Yeah. Mm.
I had friends that rented canoes at Fort Wilderness. Like I said, Fort Wilderness, you could just be over there all day. You know, we could rent a golf cart, especially if it's Halloween or Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas,
you're
right.
Around at night. Yeah.
I love it.
Fort Wilderness. Yeah. The other thing I was going to mention, I mentioned Blizzard Beach, is to go to a water park.
Yeah, have
Blizzard
you been?
Beach or Typhoon Lagoon. You know what? I just added it.
I almost added it today.
Annual pass when I renewed, but I haven't been yet. So that's something else I need to do.
Like, I want to try it.
Yeah,
I think we might, since we'll be there. We're never there during the heat.
But you will be this month.
Yeah, I saw this little bitty lazy river for Parker size. Like, she gets in it. I saw a video of this little 2-year-old, and that made me want to do it.
Nice.
So
that probably has some nice splash play areas too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they just opened up that Frozen one, right?
We talked
about that before. Yeah. There's a little new Frozen with the little marshmallow critters.
Yeah.
In there. I'm not the biggest water parks guy, but a lot of people love them some water parks. You know, they love the slides and hanging out by the pool all day. So I have memories as a kid. I did the snorkel pool where you could snorkel with sharks. Do you remember that feature? Do either of y'all remember that?
Where was it at?
It was at Typhoon Lagoon. It was at Typhoon Lagoon, and you could go, and they had sharks in there. And that was like the big dramatic thing. Like, oh, you could snorkel with sharks.
Yeah, I would never do that in my life.
And so I was not into it. It was freezing cold. The water was freezing cold, and you had the snorkel equipment, and you look down to it. And they closed it some years ago. And then, of course, Typhoon Lagoon has the wave pool, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so in Blizzard Beach, I don't think they have a wave pool. But I know that's a big thing for people too.
Yeah.
So those are great options. Those do require tickets of a different sort, but not park tickets. They are more affordable, if I'm not mistaken. A lot
more. And you know, sometimes the pools are just the way to go, especially if you're somewhere like Stormalong Bay. It's like a mini water park.
Yeah.
So I want to come back. You said something earlier, Amanda. You said something that you thought I was going to say something about singing. What do you got?
I was thinking karaoke at Kimono's at the Swan.
I don't know about karaoke at Kimono's.
Yeah.
What? Is it Disney karaoke?
I think it's all different kinds. I mean, they probably keep it like PG rated, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So that's at, you said, which resort was that? You said?
At the Walt Disney World Swan.
At the Swan. Huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. I missed that when I stayed there.
Really good sushi and, you know, Japanese cuisine there, and then karaoke.
What about the other, the Dueling Pianos?
Jelly Rolls?
Yes.
I haven't been there in a long time. It's been a while, but you know, every time I go by, it's hopping. They usually have a cover charge. But
Disney.
Yeah. But I guess they got to pay those. Pianos, right.
I've been once and it was awesome.
I'm going to try it this time.
We may have to put that on our list. Because it looked like a very fun time. For
I need
Jelly
to
Rolls.
Compare it to Pat O'Brien's piano bar.
Yeah.
And I've never been to the Atlantic Dance Hall. Have you?
Have you?
We went once in 2012, and we were like the only ones there besides a few other people. And I've had so many conversations with friends. Like, it's such this huge space, Disney. What are you going to do with it? You know? Yeah.
Like they did, like they closed that whole ESPN thing on the opposite side.
Yeah.
And I felt like that would have been better for people that want to watch sporting events while in Disney, because I've been plenty of times where I needed to watch an LSU game and I couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Well, Amanda, I want to be respectful of your time. So if you could leave our listeners with one tip for what to do without park tickets, what's your one piece of advice to them?
I'd say there's so many different options. Just decide what your energy level is and plan accordingly. If you've got early morning rope drop the next morning, just do something nice and chill. Don't try to fit it all in, because you're not going to be able to and accept that too.
Yes.
I love that. That's probably the best advice.
Yeah.
That's the best advice. I think.
And I know it's easy for me to say living here, but
I know, but they can always plan another trip.
So
there are many years I didn't live here, so I know what it's like.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you hear me say I hate Amanda, it's because she gets to live there and I don't. And so one day we'll see. Amanda, tell people where they can find you, what your social media handles are, and about your community online.
Yes, thank you. The community and the website is meandthemagic.com. And that's also the name of the podcast. We just hit 100 episodes. And actually, Jeffrey, you were on that episode 100. Thank you for being on. And
yes,
you were
indeed.
On episode 50 too. You came on at the end of episode 50.
Yeah, I showed up at the literal last minute of the podcast and made a cameo. So I've been on three different episodes of
awesome.
Of Amanda's podcast.
We've got an active Facebook community, Me and the Magic, and Instagram, Me and the Magic. And we've got a couple of group events coming up. We're doing a group cruise in the Disney Fantasy this November. And then just announced we're doing Adventures by Disney next September 2024 for Southern California and Disney.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
And I would be really remiss if I did not ask you, because we have not discussed this yet, your new merchandise line.
Thank you. Yes. I had so much fun with this. So this was back when, you know, I was thinking Disney adults, enjoying those adult spaces. And I was talking with my friend Tim, who did my design on my website, Tim Begonia, and he said, so like loungewear. I'm like, I love that play on it. So we came up first with the Parks edition of loungewear. So we've got shirts for Skipper Canteen, which I know is not technically lounge, but there's not many lounges to choose from Magic Kingdom, really. Rose and Crown, Nomad Lounge at Animal Kingdom, and then Baseline Tap House.
And so I felt so bad because I have not been to Nomad Lounge. And so I heard a podcast where Amanda appeared. It was WDW Radio. And she talked about the Nomad Lounge, and I'm sold. I need to go.
Where is it?
Animal Kingdom. It's on your way to Pandora, right by the Tiffin's restaurant.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And so Baseline, have you been to Baseline Tap House? Because Lori's a beer fan. So Lori, you've been to the Baseline and Rose and Crown, obviously, right? And then so we need to hit Nomad Lounge for you, because I have not done Nomad Lounge either. So I need, and Baseline Tap House, I've never had a drink from there. So I need to work on that. So go find Amanda online. I am active on all those communities as well. All of y'all are welcome to join. Right, Amanda? Nope, I didn't.
Yeah.
Right. Everyone is welcome.
It's free
there.
To join.
Yeah. It's free to join.
And it's very inclusive. Yes.
Yes. And so it's so all are welcome there. And so and just tell her I sent you. Tell them you know me. So it's great. So Amanda, thank you so much. This has been a long time in the making to get you. Oh, I'd love for you to come back and tell us more about living by the magic and your journey moving there and stuff. You have a lot of knowledge about Walt Disney World and travel in general.
Oh,
and
thank
you. So please go. And also, just real quick, Lori's going to appreciate this. Amanda has recently become a big fan of Dollywood and has a lot of episodes on Dollywood.
Wow.
So I keep telling Lori we need to go over Dollywood one day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got some Dollywood stuff around here somewhere from moving. So I got,
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I love Dollywood.
Yeah. So we're, Lori's a big Nashville country music fan and all that. So certainly appreciate Dollywood. Well, Amanda, thank you so much. Y'all go check out Amanda's stuff. Amanda, I will hopefully see you live and in person again very soon.
I hope so. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Southern Charm Magic.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram under the handles of Southern Charmed Magic. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Bye, y'all.